My name is Wayne Pendleton. I was a young engineer with EG&G in 1960. Can't hear me? Hear me now? Hear me now? My name is Wayne Pendleton. I started as a young engineer with EG&G in 1960. And I realized at the time that they hired me because the Army had trained me as a radar officer when I was in the Army. And they had a special projects branch that Ted talked about because the main business was blowing up bombs at the Nevada test site. So I went up there in 1960 as a young engineer. And in 1967, by then I ended up being the project manager for special projects. John P. shut the place down, and it went on for another year, and I'll tell you about that in a minute after I give you a little bit of the LO aspects. The airplane had an LO requirement. Kelly and Lockheed were committed to building it, and it had to have a specific cross-section, meet the specific cross-section goals, and it was designed to meet those goals. Two big target goals were Talking, which is a real bad Russian early warning radar. I can see the gnat when it flies up over the horizon, and at 163 megs, basically, and Talking. And the Fansong that was alluded to before, the SA-2, which shot the missiles at the airplanes. And so there were goals at both those frequencies that the airplane had to meet. And so the government went to MIT and said, we need these kind of skills, and formed one of their infamous companies to design two radar ranges to measure the LO results so they could know if they met them. And there's a ground range. And Ted looked to... Well, there was the ground range was on the dry lake bed and had a bunch of vertical antennas at the south end of the lake. And there was a quarter mile site, which was a reference 1 meter sphere. And a half mile out was an inflatable bag where you could put 16th scale models. And then at 1 mile out was a 52 foot tall pole. And the feet are significant because you bounce the radar energy off the lake and go straight to get more signal back when you do the measuring. And it was designed by Lockheed. Three destroyer propeller shafts were actually the pole welded together to rotate the real article. And they actually put one up there, upside down, and rotated it so we could measure it. A guy named Luther D. McDonald at Lockheed says, you know, Kelly knows I got $17 million on the pole. We better not drop that sucker. And so it was designed to meet specific LO goals.